From 16 tons to his pea-picking heart, Tennessee Ernie Ford left a lasting impression on gospel music's history. Today, we're reliving these classics with Bill Gaither and Ernie Ford's son, J. Buck Ford, starting now.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
His music and personality made its way from New York to California and all throughout the heartland with music that touched the soul. He was successful on radio, in front of cameras, on television, and communicated in great ways through song. Publicly, he's probably best remembered as the pea picker and lover of spiritual gospel songs, included one at the end of his television program. So joining me with a celebration of the life and music of Tennessee Ernie Ford is our friend Bill Gaither. And Gaither Gospel Music has put out a great collection of some of his best-known gospel tunes.
Well, we feel as though we have. You have to understand that back in the 60s, when he was doing this, the culture was totally different. I mean, gospel music was not only on the back burner, it was behind the back burner somewhere. And we were strange folks. And so here is this explosive personality, Tennessee Ernie Ford, good-looking young man from Tennessee who was so comfortable in his skin, who came along and just the whole country loved him because of his integrity and who he was. And he never hid the fact that that he was a country boy. People loved him. And he said, oh, by the way, I have a cousin that you should know. And that was the day and time when the powers that run television said, I don't think we want to go there because religion is very divisive. And but he was the guy who said, well, if you're going to have me, you're going to have to include my cousin. Now, the strange thing about it is 40 or 50 years later, with the exception maybe of 16 tons, Ernie is probably as well known for the hymns as anything that he did. And at that point, even sponsors don't care as long as people want to buy the product. And I've said it many times, when Jesus was born, the angels started singing, and they have never quit singing for the last 2,000 years. There's more art woven around and centered around the birth of Jesus and his life and his death than probably any other, even historical figure. So at that point, gospel music is part of the culture, it's part of the world, and we owe a lot to Ernie Ford for making that happen.
Precious memories, unseen angels, sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger ever near me, and the sacred past unfold. Precious memories, how they flood my soul in the stillness of the midnight. Precious sacred scenes unfold. Precious
precious Father, loving Mother, fly across the lonely years. And old home scenes of my childhood, in fond memory appear. Memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold. There's a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever, and we only reach that shore by fate's decree. One by one we gain the portals there to dwell with the immortals. When they ring the far off, sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring the golden bells for you and me. Days shall know their number, when in death we sweetly slumber, when the King commands the spirit to be free. Nevermore with anguish laden, we shall reach that lovely Aden, when they ring the just beyond the shining river, when they ring the gong.
Thank you. when my way groweth drear. Precious Lord, linger near when my life is almost gone.
Almost gone.
Hear my cry. Precious Lord, lead me home.
Lead me home.
Precious Lord,
lead me, lead me.
Take my
lead
hand.
Me,
lead me on.
Lead me,
let me stand.
Lead me.
I am tired.
Lead me.
I am weak.
Lead me,
I am worn. Through the storm, through the night,
lead me on to the light.
Take my hand, precious Lord. Lead me home.
Lead me home.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Bill Gaither and Amazing Grace, the music of Tennessee Ernie Ford. Who others would you put kind of in this same category of a Tennessee Ernie Ford? I mean, where you would have this very mainstream personality, well-loved from a variety of people groups that had this platform that he could then present the gospel and gospel music?
Well, he no doubt would have been the leader because he was one of the first ones. And here again, I got to say, he was so strong and he was so good. And he was so genuine that, the powers that be didn't have any other choice but to say, okay, if he wants this. And then it became the most popular thing on his show. And then when that happened, people said, okay, I'm convinced. You got to believe her. He was the first. Jimmy Dean did quite a bit of that. Most of the country singers grew up in the church, so that was a very, very important part of their lives. Statler Brothers, of course, the most important, the most popular section that they had on their programs was the time for the gospel hymns. But and then, in all fairness to Presley, even though he didn't program a lot of it on television, if he had had a chance to make another record, he wanted to say, could I bring in my buddies, the Jordanaires and the Imperials, and let's do a gospel album. Now, not only did he do hymns, but he would do new gospel songs at the time, Where No Man Stands Alone. And then there was a young writer from up in Indiana that he did a song called He Touched Me on. There have been other major secular performers who have carried on that tradition. But I think we have to tip our hat to Ernie to say he was one of the first ones. Dinah Shore would have in gospel guests like Mahalia Jackson. But that would be a guess. But as far as the personality, himself, Tennessee Ernie, took it to another level.
Do you feel like if we were going to try to categorize him in the same camp with today's culture, you would have to look at maybe what Dick Clark was, or even like what a Ryan Seacrest is for today's generation? Is that kind of what he was? He had his fingers in a lot of pies.
Well, you know, it's always hard to compare. It's like when you talk about the dream team in basketball, situations were different then, and I think a Dr. J, a Julius Erving in basketball, would say that the athletes today simply can jump higher and can do it better, you know. But I think from the standpoint of believability, and that's what the politicians or the people who handle the politicians say, we have to get a candidate who's believable. I would like for them to put the priorities more on the character. But, you know, I think many times people who believe in a certain political philosophy say, if we could just find us a communicator, an articulator who is believable, you know, we could help our cause down the road. Ernie was just so believable. And from what anybody says about his personal life or anything, what you saw was what you got. And so to put him in any other kind of category, I don't know. Dick Clark was certainly believable during his time. And I don't know who the current ones would be.
Did you ever cross paths with him? Did you ever meet him?
No, never met him.
With the songs that we have, not only, and this is, there's a video project that compiled a lot of his, the appearances from his TV show, but also a CD that has a lot of the audio on there. And by the way, they're different. So what you get on CD is not necessarily what you get on the video. There's a lot of great songs on here. And I was trying to think, even just last night, what some of his most, like, defining songs, what he would be known for. What would be on your list?
Oh, Peace in the Valley, of course, would be in the top. When he sang that, I mean, you just believed him. So that would be on top of the list. He recorded How Great Thou Art, and of course, at that point, you know, Bev Shea and the Billy Graham Association, that was such a big song outside the church and continues today, you know, to be a big song because it was just that good. And of course, you know, a lot of the main songs of the Christian church, songs like Rock of Ages would be very strong. Church in the Wildwood would be part of his Southern culture and background. He felt very comfortable there.
Bill Gaither. And we're talking today about the legacy of Tennessee Ernie Ford on Daniel Britt and Friends.
I am tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away.
Oh, yes.
Where the morning so bright and the Lamb is the light and the night is as fair as the day.
Oh, yes, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sorrow, no sadness.
Oh, my Lordy, no
trouble I see.
There'll be peace in the valley for me.
For me.
Well, the bear will be gentle and the wolf will be tame and the lion shall lay down by the lamb.
Oh, yes.
And the beast of the wild shall be led by a child, and I'll be changed from this creature, Lord, that I am.
Oh, yes, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sorrow, sadness.
Oh, my Lordy, no
trouble I see.
There'll be peace in the valley for me.
This is Daniel Britton, friends.
It is said that branches draw their life from the vine. Each is separate, and yet all are one as they share one life-giving stem. The Bible tells us we are called to a similar union in life, our lives with the life of God. We are incorporated into Him, made sharers in His life. Apart from this union, we can do nothing.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Sing my soul.
How great thou art.
How great thou art.
How great thou art.
How great thou art.
Then sings my soul.
Of Tennessee, Ernie Ford on Daniel Britt and Friends. More of our conversation with Ford's son, Jay Buck, and Bill Gaither continues in a moment.
Bless this house, O Lord, we pray.
Bless this house, O Lord, we pray.
Make it safe by night and day.
Make it safe by night and day.
Bless these walls so firm and stout.
Bless these walls so firm and stout.
Keeping want and trouble out.
Keeping want and trouble.
Bless the roof and chimney tall. Let thy peace lie over.
Bless this door, that it may prove ever open to joy and love.
Bless these windows shining bright, letting in God's heavenly light. Bless the hearth ablazing there, with smoke ascending like a prayer. Bless the folk who dwell within. Keep them pure and free from sin.
Bless us all that we may be.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Bill Gaither and Amazing Grace, the music of Tennessee Ernie Ford. When someone looks at you, Bill, and they admire what you've done to, again, much like Ford, give a great platform to gospel music, but you also, you do the throwback and you do the honoring of those who have paved the way. My question, I guess, as it relates to Tennessee Ernie Ford, because I don't think you would put him in a box of being your typical Southern gospel core artist. He wasn't necessarily traveling the quartet circuit of the day. But why is it important for you to preserve this particular segment of gospel music's history?
Well, I think anybody of his stature that says to an entertainment vehicle that pays his bills, I mean, that it pays him for doing what he's doing, which says, if you get me, this is an important part of what I am and what I do. I think you just got to take your hat off to a guy like that, because, as you know, as great as Hovey and Jake and James and Brock and all of those folks were, they did what they did, and that's all they did. And I'd had to put Bill in that category. I mean, I'm doing what I do because that's what I love doing. And so if you get any of those people I just mentioned, including myself, everybody knows what they're getting there. But when they're getting, when they would pay for Tennessee Ernie Ford, they're getting 16 tons, a great entertainer, a great personality who does a lot of other kinds of things, and but is saying, he's not saying, oh, by the way, he is saying, if you get me, this is an important part of what I'm doing. So I think at that point he deserves a lot of respect. No, he did not get on buses and travel. I got pictures in my files of him with the Statesman, had Statesman Quartet on as his guest, because, I mean, he just admired great bass singers. And here you had the big chief in that group who could do things that Tennessee Ford could not do. I mean, Tennessee Ford could do a lot of things, but he wasn't, he wasn't a quartet kind of bass singer. But when he would do the spirituals, like Noah Found Grace in the Eyes of the Lord, I think there was a little bit of a quartet itch he had to scratch. And when he would sing stuff like Children Go Where I Send Thee, and I've heard and I've watched some of these cuts, and, you know, and the choir or the chorus behind him was so good and was so accurate. And, I mean, you just had to say that if he had two or three lifetimes, one of them he'd like to spend on getting on a bus and going out and you know, and being part of the quartet. And, you know, had he lived long enough, I think he might have been on a Gaither video.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
Lord looked down from his window in the sky, said, I created man, but I don't remember why. Nothing but fighting since creation day. I'll send a little water and wash them all away. The Lord came down to look around the spell. There was Mr. Noah behaving mighty well. That is the reason the scriptures record. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Said, Noah, there's going to be a flood. There's going to be some water. There's going to be some mud. So take off your hat, Noah. Take off your coat. Get Ham, Shem, and Japheth and build yourself a boat. Noah said, Lord, I don't believe I could. The Lord said, Noah, get some sturdy gopher wood. Never know what you can do till you try. Build it 50 cubits wide and 40 cubits high.
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He landed high and dry.
Noah said, there she is, Lord. The Lord said, Noah, it's time to get aboard. Take a creature, a he and a she, and of course, Mrs. Noah and your whole family. Noah said, Lord, it's getting mighty dark. The Lord said, Noah, get these creatures from the ark. Noah said, Lord, it's beginning to pour. The Lord said, Noah, hurry up, shut the door.
Shut the door, shut the door.
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
The The ark rose up on the bosom of the deep. After 40 days, Mr. Noah took a peek. Said, "We're not moving, Lord. Where are we at?" The Lord said, "You're sitting right on Mount Ararat." Noah said, "Lord, it's getting mighty dry." The Lord said, "Noah, see my rainbow in the sky. Take all these pictures and people to earth. Don't be more trouble than you're worth."
Oh, no found grace in the eyes of the Lord. No found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Here are Ernie, Harry Geller, and the Top 20 with our hymn for tonight. Children, go where I send thee.
Come, children, go where I send thee. How you gonna send me?
I'm gonna send you four before, because four was the four that stood at the door. Three Hebrew children, two Paul and Silas, one was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem.
Bethlehem!
Children, go where I send thee. How you gonna send?
I'm gonna send you six for six, because six were the six that couldn't get fixed. Five for five, come back alive. Four for four that stood at the door. Three were the Hebrew children, two were Paul and Silas, one was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem.
Bethlehem!
Children, go where I send thee. How you gonna send me?
I'm gonna send you eight by eight, because eight was the eight that stood at the gate. Seven was seven that couldn't get to heaven. Six was the six that couldn't get fixed. Five was the five that come back alive. Four was the four that stood at the door. Three were the Hebrew children. Two was Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem.
Bethlehem.
Children, go where I send thee. How you gonna send me?
I'm gonna send you 10 by 10, because 10 was the 10 that couldn't get in. 9 was the 9 that come in behind. 8 was the 8 that stood at the gate. 7 that couldn't get to heaven. 6 was the 6 that couldn't get fixed. 5 was the 5 that come back alive.
4
that stood at the door. 3 were the Hebrew children.
2
Paul and Silas.
1
was the little bitty baby born
in Bethlehem.
Classic sounds from Tennessee Ernie Ford. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with my guest today, Jay Buck Ford, the son of Tennessee Ernie, and Bill Gaither.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is He. Lord Sabaoth, His name, from age to age the same, and He must win the battle. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours, through Him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also.
Music of Tennessee, Ernie Ford.
Well, we're honored to have with us the firstborn son of Tennessee, Ernie Ford. Buck Ford is on the line with us, Bill.
Daniel Britt, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great.
Good morning, Bill. How are you, sir?
Buck, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fantastic.
What a story that you have growing up with a dad that America just fell in love with. Not just a personality, but a heart and soul that he brought.
I appreciate that. You know, there is, as I know Bill can vouch for as being a very much of a legend in his own right, there is always far more to the human being, to the man in this case, than what America knew. And I have greater memories of Ernest Jennings Ford as being a simple, uncomplicated man, and a great father who instilled in me and my brother values that really will go far beyond the degree of fame that he earned in his life. And that's what I remember most about him was my father was an uncomplicated, simple man. An ordinary man to whom something extraordinary happened.
You know, and hearing you talk about your dad like that, I hope my kids will feel that way, because it's one thing to have a public persona, and yet it's another thing for the people who know you the best. So I hope, you know, 30 or 40 years from now, if somebody's talking to my kids, they'll say he was the real deal. And I think we're all striving for that. And, of course, obviously, anybody who has studied the media and television know when you come across a personality like Ernie, that you kind of felt like he could have been your neighbor. He could have been the guy next door you drank a cup of coffee with and just felt very good about being with.
Well, you know, that was a double-edged sword in those days of entertainment, of American entertainment, of broadcast entertainment in particular. Dad was consistently butting heads with Madison Avenue and certainly the network and Ford Motor Company, because he understood better than most of those madman guys who ran the network and ran the world of advertising, which really ran the world in those days. He understood who watched him. He understood who listened to him. And he knew the makeup, heart and soul, and the minds of those people far better than than management did, if you will. And the Ford Show, the primetime series from October of 56 to June of 61, was really a proving ground for that. He had come up on Madison Avenue's radar with his daily morning show from the El Capitan Theater in Hollywood. It was an NBC show. It was originally a 15-minute sustaining program, and Bill has been a broadcaster for so long, he knows what that is. In those days, in the Colgate Comedy Hour with Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, Sid Caesar, they did sustaining shows. They didn't have sponsors. And you were on the air primarily, in the case of NBC, for the program to be really a sales pitch for RCA equipment that would be used to set up affiliate stations around the country. And he did 50 minutes of entertainment. Dinosaur Chevy Show began that way. So he came up on the radar on a daily basis to some of the bigger agencies in Hollywood and New York. And when the Dinosaur Chevy Show became a major success, Ford Motor Company made a calculated decision to jump into the primetime variety show arena. And there was only one host pitched yet. The fact that Dad's last name was what it was, was only part of the package. And most people today think that show was called the Ford Show because of Dad's last name. It was called the Ford Show because its sponsor was the Ford Motor Company. Little piece of television history.
Speaking with J. Buck Ford, Tennessee Ernie Ford's son, and Bill Gaither, as we hear great classic sounds that defined this man's legacy and contributions to gospel music here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Who made the mountain? Who made the tree? Who made the river flow to the sea? And who hung the moon in the starry sky? Somebody bigger than you and I. Who makes the flowers bloom in the spring? Who writes the song for the robin to sing? And who sends the rain when the earth is dry? Somebody bigger than you and I. He lights the way when the road is long, keeps you company with love to guide you. He walks beside you just like he walks with me. When I am weary, filled with despair, who gives me courage to go on from there? And who gives me faith that will never die? Somebody bigger than you and I. Somebody bigger than you.
The music of Tennessee Ernie Ford on Daniel Britt and Friends. More of our conversation with Ford's son, Jay Buck, and Bill Gaither continues in a moment.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love
to tell the story, because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love.
I love to tell the story. More wonderful it seems.
You're doing fine.
I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love.
I love to tell the story for those who know.
Oh, that's fast. Seem to hear it like the rest, and when in scenes of glory I sing the new, new song, 'twill be the old, old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story.
Recently released album of spirituals. Here's one included in that album that we hope you like. John said the city was just four square.
Walking Jerusalem just like John.
And he declared he'd meet me there.
Walking Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
John, oh John, what do you say?
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
That I'll be there at the coming day.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
When Peter was preaching at Pentecost,
walk in Jerusalem just like John.
He was endowed by the Holy Ghost.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
If you should get there before I do,
walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Tell all my friends I'm coming to
walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Yeah.
I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
I want to be ready.
I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk
in Jerusalem.
Walk in Jerusalem.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
I want to be ready.
I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk
in Jerusalem.
Walk in Jerusalem.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Oh, I want to be ready. Yes, I want to be ready.
I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Thank you.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, sitting today with Bill Gaither and Tennessee Ernie Ford's son, Buck Ford. Well, I mean, you've got the controversy that, you know, you talk about the Madison Avenue was looking at this, spiritual, religious song that he wanted to include, whereas all of America seemed to totally embrace that. But then I wonder, as successful as that was, you know, did your dad ever face criticism from those maybe in the church that said, well, he's not a preacher. Why is he singing our songs? Did you ever feel that he got that kind of flack?
Absolutely not. And, you know, that custom, if you will, that weekly habit of closing the floor show with a song of faith actually began when Dad was a cast member of Cliffy Stone's Home Jam Jamboree. Hmm. And during those years, Hometown Jamboree's Saturday night dances were held at the Almaty Legion Auditorium or at the auditorium in Placentia. And it was customary for the cast to close that show, that live show, and then in its early broadcast days, with a hymn or a song of faith, because it generally resulted in fewer fistfights in the parking lot afterwards, because people would stand on and off and sing Old Rugged Cross or what have you, and leave on a great high note.
Yeah.
And when the Ford show kicked off, and it was essentially being run by people outside of the circle, the team, the production team that was assembled around that, which was headed up by Cliffy Stone. One of the first things they said was, and we're going to close every show with a hymn. Well, you would have thought that there was mass coronaries up and down Madison Avenue and in the hallowed network halls. You didn't do that.
Yeah.
During those years, the American public was largely reserved in its expression of faith.
Yeah.
And the world of entertainment, the expression of faith in the world of entertainment was almost non-existent, unless you looked at Mahalia Jackson and maybe Ethel Waters. It simply wasn't done. The idea that you would close a network primetime variety show with a hymn was tantamount to, well, we'll have to put Ernie in sackcloth and sit him in a pile of ashes and, you know, have the orchestra come up with some kind of dirge around him. By the end of the fifth week of the Ford show, the network was becoming concerned when he didn't close the show with him. And it became the single most popular portion of primetime television over a 5-year period of time in the history of television. Nothing like it had ever happened before. Nothing. The guests that were brought on, and I will tell you now that in that 5-year span, over those 5 seasons, there were 130 of the most legendary stars to ever come out of Hollywood, from film, music, stage, the entire spectrum of entertainment, its brightest stars, legends, guested on the Ford show. And to the entertainer, the very first thing they wanted to know was, could they do the closing hymn with Dad?
Mm-hmm.
It was astonishing. If Ernie Ford contributed anything, my dad contributed anything to the field, it was that he brought gospel music, he brought hymns, he brought songs of faith into the mainstream of American entertainment.
Absolutely.
By showcasing it as the finale moment in the most popular half-hour variety show on American television. And I will always feel an extreme sense of pride in my dad for having done that.
Speaking with J. Buck Ford, Tennessee Ernie Ford's son, and Bill Gaither, as we hear great classic sounds that defined this man's legacy and contributions to gospel music here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Gaither, Buck Ford, and of course reflecting and hearing the great music of Tennessee Ernie Ford. The project is Amazing Grace and available at gaither.com, also through a partnership with Cracker Barrel. And I want to give you a couple websites to check out, of course related to Tennessee Ernie Ford. ErnieFord.com online, ErnieFord.com, and our guest Buck Ford, Ernie's son, at JeffreyBucknerFord.com. Thanks so much for taking time today on Daniel Britt and Friends to relive some classic gospel music from a man who really gave it a wonderful platform and a good name.
And we're going to put a bookmark right here in the program and pick back up next time with part two, highlighting the gospel side of Tennessee Ernie Ford. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.